I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be with you this evening. We're talking with multi-instrumentalist Matt Venuti, and he plays a really interesting instrument called the hung drum. And Matt Venuti will be appearing tomorrow evening, Monday, May 14 at 7 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living of Greater Cincinnati at 5701 Murray Avenue in Fairfax on the East Side. Matt Venuti has a rich history in San Francisco as a band leader, composer, and multi-instrumentalist performer. Matt plays the hung and other rare melodic percussive acoustic instruments created in Switzerland, as well as the highly expressive and dynamic EV wind synthesizer. Matt Venuti, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Why don't you tell us about the hung drum?
The first thing I'll say is that it's not exactly a drum. That moniker kind of got viral from early YouTube people playing the instrument. Somebody called it a hung drum, and so it kind of stuck. But it's not really a drum. It's really something new. And it is a melodic percussive instrument that has a sound in and of itself like nothing else. It's kind of a cross between possibly a steel pan, a guitar, a harp, and a stringed instrument. If you close your eyes, you would maybe be hearing a little bit of a blend of all those things. I can eke out so many different kinds of sounds with it. You'd think that maybe I was playing a synthesizer. It's really a fascinating instrument, and it's only been around for about 17 years now. Right around the year 2001 was the first hung was launched out there, and there were several generations that were made by these two instrument makers in Bern, Switzerland, Felix Rohnert and Sabina Scherer. And they had since the last generation, which was maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, they stopped making the hung, and they started making new instruments that are kind of based on the hung, and I play those too. One is called a gubal, which is amazing. It's like having an ensemble on my lap. Another one is called a hungu and a gudu. I mean, all these strange names. But the most fascinating thing is that this instrument that came out of Switzerland has affected the world in such a way that there's now about 150 new instrument makers worldwide making something like the hung. So it has created a renaissance in musical instrument design. But what I carry are the originals, and they're really, really quite amazing to listen to. And I'm a singer-songwriter, so it's not just sitting there listening to the music, listening to the sound of the instrument. I tell stories, and I sing songs, and it's a combination of deep, lovely, you know, kind of spiritual vibe to, you know, laugh-out-loud, humorous road stories.
So, Matt, how did you come to play the hung? Did you play other instruments before?
Oh, yeah. I grew up playing piano. Everyone in my family, mom and dad had 10 kids, and each one of us had to play piano. My dad was a jazz piano player. So, you know, we had a couple pianos in the house and an organ, you know, so there wasn't a whole lot of waiting in line, but, you know, we all grew up doing that. Then I got into the trumpet, and then I walked into a bar in Boston, and I saw a guy named Mike Matheny, Pat Matheny's brother, playing this electronic trumpet type of thing that just blew my mind. An early version of the EVI that I play now. And I asked him about it, and he said his brother Pat got it for him in New York City, but they didn't make them anymore. So I, of course, called the store that he got it, and I said, look, if one ever comes back, give me a call. And they did. And I started to learn how to play it, and I suddenly, the company Akai started to mass produce the instrument, and they hired me to be their demo guy. So that's how I got into the electronic valve instrument, which led me to the hung, because years of playing that instrument with my band in San Francisco and playing lots of large festivals and parties and such, I started to want to get back into the acoustic world again. And I started putting the word out to some of my friends who play unusual instruments. I said, man, I got to find something that I can just walk around with and not be tethered to electronics, something I could put on my lap, go out into the forest and just play just for myself. And somebody came back from Burning Man one year and told me what they had seen. And I said, that was it. And I said, where did they find it? And they said, they don't make them anymore. Same story with the EDS. But one thing led to another, and I found myself in Bern, Switzerland, getting to know the makers of the instrument. And I've been going back there since then, you know, almost once a year, I'll be going back again and seeing what they're up to. But it's just a new kind of instrument, a new kind of way of performing music and playing music and composing music that I've been able to do with these instruments, and now in combination with the electronic valve instrument. So that's where my music has evolved to. It's the combination of these two, the acoustic and the electronic, come together to make my sound.
Hey, talking about musical families, there was a pretty hot violin player that was in your family, wasn't there?
Yeah, you know, Joe Venuti, who is called the father of jazz violin, was a distant relation to us, and he would come to town to Rochester, New York, when we were there, and let us know he was there, whenever he's in the area. And I sat down with him once, and he just split my gut, man. The guy is hilarious. He was known as also one of the king of practical jokers in the jazz world. And he had the ear of people like Bing Crosby and Jack Benny and Benny Goodman, he played with early. Yeah, fabulous jazz violin player.
Yeah, those duet records he made with...
Oh, Eddie Lang.
Yeah, with Eddie Lang.
They came before Django Reinhardt and...
Stefan Grappelli.
So they really affected their playing. And when Eddie passed away, Joe, you know, kind of went into a little bit of a funk, I believe. That's when Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, a very similar type of duo, came out. But they were affected by Joe and Eddie's music. So.
Yeah.
You might say that that's who their influences were.
We've been in conversation with multi-instrumentalist Matt Venuti. And brother, thank you for your time. We're looking forward to being with you tomorrow night at the Center for Spiritual Living of Greater Cincinnati at 5701 Murray Avenue in Fairfax.
Thank you, Ron.
So more information about Matt Venuti can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.